Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Have you got a struggling with finding out what jeans look good on you? This is Rebecca's problem. She said, I need help to figure out what jeans look good on me. These new styles all look dumb on me. So we have gone from being in almost a decade of skinny jeans territory to now suddenly they're being, you know, wide leg jeans and bootcut jeans and a whole variety of styles. And when we have gotten used to one certain style like skinny leg, we then learned over time how to style those to work for us. So things like longer blazers and jackets, more voluminous tops with our skinnier bottom, because that is one of our principles of volume. It's one of the principles of coordination. Suddenly, what happens is a new jean style comes in, but we've still got all the same tops and jackets that we had when we had a different bottom shape. The styles of jeans are a bit more voluminous on the bottom. And what happens is when we're wearing those longer tops and jackets, those more voluminous tops, is suddenly they don't work with this new style of jeans. So we can feel like we are struggling, when in fact what we need to do is understand with that principle of volume that if I have a more voluminous bottom, I need a more fitted top. And so that's just reversing that way of putting outfits together. But of course, it means that everything we've got is no longer right. Maybe tops are too long, jackets are too long. They're kind of, because those the volume is too much in both places on the top and the bottom. And this is really common. When fashion silhouettes change, it takes a while for our brain to register, you know, how it works and to actually get used to seeing the new silhouette. So we often think we hate it, we don't like it, we don't want to take part in it. Yet over time, suddenly we'll discover, I mean, I remember saying, I'm never going to wear skinny jeans again because I wore them in the 80s. And suddenly, what am I doing? Wearing skinny jeans. Because my brain has got used to seeing it. So we're just currently in this stage of trying to adapt and get our brain on board with the new fashion styles and the new fashion silhouette. And this will happen in time. Don't you worry, your brain will catch up. It just isn't there at the moment. And it's understanding things like that principle of coordination, of the principle of volume, to then actually figure out, oh, I need shorter tops. I need more fitted tops to go with my more voluminous bottoms. That the lengths of tops will change for that shape and length of bottom. So it's kind of getting those principles in check and understanding what works. And that's why I know that you're struggling. It's because we have to completely rethink how we've been putting outfits together, which we kind of had got to on autopilot after a few years of wearing the same things over and over. This is a big change, and we're still in a state of flux where we haven't really settled on a silhouette yet. I'm still seeing kind of every style of jeans out there. We haven't really settled yet, so it'll be interesting to see what it does settle on. But at the moment, it's rethinking that principle of volume. So I will link to the principle of volume so that you can learn more about it. And I know I've actually just been writing a blog post about this subject in particular, because I know it's something so many women are struggling with. My next question today comes from Elaine, who says, can you please help me overcome my style insecurities? Okay, I realize that this is a personal growth thing. I think a realistic answer would be to purge the garments and accessories that are wrong for me and fill my wardrobe with items that make me look and feel perfectly me. And this is absolutely a perfect answer. Of course, finding those things is really, really hard. And letting go of things can also be really hard, because there's so many reasons why we hold on to things which aren't working for us, but we're not really wearing. And this is because we're holding on to things for the maybe one day I'll find the magic thing that makes it work. Maybe one day it'll come back into fashion, or maybe one day I'll have the body that fits it again. We often hold on to things because we need to, you know, either gain or lose weight to wear it well. And generally, you know, those things are never going to be quite right for us. Or we hold on to things because maybe one day I'll have some special event that this will be the perfect thing to wear to. There's an awful lot of research that shows that when we own something, we value it more highly. We find it harder to let go of, even if we don't wear it. And the reality is if you're not wearing clothes, it's because there's something wrong with them usually. There's something not quite right. Now, whether it's a fit thing and maybe they need an alteration to be made to fit, or maybe it's because they're just not right for you, but you don't know why. And this is where the value of a style education comes in. Interesting, yesterday I had a client and we were going through, you know, she was like, came to me because everything about her wardrobe was wrong and everything, and she was struggling so hard. And part of it had been she'd had body shape changes due to, you know, weight gain and age. And then she had, you know, been kind of holding on to things that were 20 years out of date because of that, maybe one day I will lose the weight to get back into them. When really, she said, you know, the reality is I don't. But once we started going through all the information about personality and how that influenced style choices and every other aspect of style that I teach, that she went, ah, now I can let that stuff go. She suddenly realized why it didn't work. And so that gave her permission to let it go. So one of the reasons often we hold on to things is because we think maybe it's because I'm wrong or I don't know, you know, like how to make it work. When in fact, the garment is wrong for you in some way, shape or form. And once you do know those reasons, it becomes actually quite easy to let things go because you know it's never going to work for you. Or if you want to put the time and effort in, you can make those alterations to make it work for you potentially. So getting that style education, which is what I teach in 7 Steps to Style, is so valuable because it really lets you figure out, you know, find the wood from the trees, actually figure out what are the things in your wardrobe that would work potentially and what are the things you should just let go of as a, you know, sad mistake and a learning experience. Think about everything you're letting go of as a learning experience. It's not a failure. It's not a mistake. It's, you know, it was an opportunity for learning. And if you can figure out why that thing doesn't work, you have learned a lesson and you will not make those same mistakes again. And I think this is the most important thing, is to, you know, to be not making the same mistakes over and over and over and over, which is sadly what so many of us do, because we haven't got that education style and we often don't invest in it until we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s, because we haven't understood the great value it gives. But in fact, I just wish everybody got this education earlier in life. That's what it's my mission, to help people understand and get that education so that they can make the best choices for themselves and stop wasting money on all the wrong clothes and then feeling guilty and disappointed and frustrated and all those feelings we can feel when we do make poor decisions because we don't have the education. My last question today comes from Kirsty, who says, I struggle as most clothing styles don't fit my body type. I would like more styles to fit without alterations. Now, Kirsty, I'm sadly going to have to prick your balloon and, you know, burst your bubble, because there is unlikely a whole lot of clothes out there that really will fit you well. There's very few clothes that fit anybody really well. And this is because mass manufacturing is all about getting clothes onto the maximum number of bodies. It's not to fit them. It's just to be able to get them on your body. So, but they don't necessarily look good. So this is why you might have big, deep armholes. You'll have, you know, things maybe too long or too short or all those sorts of things, but it's really just getting them onto your body. Now, they're not, you know, designed to fit you at the waist. They're not designed to fit you at the hips. They're really just designed to get on your body, but not to actually make you look good. So once you understand that most manufacturing is not actually about making you look good, it's about getting clothes on bodies, you can actually stop feeling so bad about yourself. Now, did the manufacturers come, take all your measurements, and then manufacture garments to your exact specifications? No, they didn't. And this is the thing. And so this is why, if you really want clothes that fit without alterations, go to a dressmaker or start making them yourself and do those alterations to make the garment fit you correctly. The reality is very few of us have a manufacturing standard body that fits all clothes perfectly. And if you go behind most models in photo shoots, you'll see a whole lot of bulldog clips pulling the clothes in to actually make them look better on a model who's supposed to have the perfect body. So, you know, this is why so many clothes on mannequins are pinned and stuff too, to make them look better, because they don't even fit the mannequin. So please don't be hard on yourself. Understand that you're a unique human. Manufacturers are not making to your specifications, and so it is really hard to get things that fit. Now, the more stretch a garment has, the more likely you'll be able to get it on, and it's not too bad without a alteration. But anything that's from a woven fabric that doesn't have the stretch in it may need alterations, and even knits and things will still need alterations if they are, you know, specifically designed or something with stretch. Maybe not a knit so much, but say more of, you know, stretch in jeans, stretch in denim, lots of cotton-based fabrics now have a bit of a elastane to give them some stretch, but they still may need to be taken in at the waist or taken in at the thighs or something, because you are not a manufacturing standard. You are a unique human. And so please don't feel bad about it. Please understand that alterations are not a sign of failure. Yes, it can feel like you're spending more and more money on a garment. And this is where sometimes actually finding a great dressmaker means you'll actually be getting garments that fit you really well. And you can choose the colors, you can choose the fabrics. You have so much more control over what you actually have, the design details. So you actually get what you want rather than going to the mass manufacturers who are not manufacturing their clothes to fit anybody in particular. So thank you for your questions. If you want to get that style education and really understand why things do and don't work and what you should be looking for and how to make the best decisions and make fewer mistakes, I'd love to have you in my 7 Steps to Style program, because that is where I will teach you all the things and get that style education so you become the wise person and you can shop more consciously and have more success. Even though so many times you'll come back empty-handed, that is actually a success. And it's because you are no longer buying things that are just not right for you. Thank you so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.